Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Ches Omid Beis. We actually begin at the bottom of Nun Ches Omid Aleph with a very important Simin Lamed Dalet, which talks about the Seder of Hanochas HaParshios B'Tfilin, the proper way to place the Parshios in the Tfilin, and Bahamahadrim Asher Lohem Beis Zugos Tfilin, and the people that are very careful to wear two pairs of Tfilin. This is, of course, the famous Simin that discusses the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. So let us begin. In Dirshu footnote 1, he brings down the understanding of this machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, which is worthwhile for us to say at the outset, and then go through it in detail through the Mishneh Berurah. So he brings down the Gemara in Menachos, where it says that the order of the parashos is Kadesh Li, Vahayaki Yaviacha, and Shema, and then Vahayim Shemoa. And the conclusion of the Gemara appears to be that this is in the order of the person wearing it, starting from his left, going to his right, which the order of the person facing this would be from the person facing him's right to left. And we'll see there are shittas that disagree with this. So the two main shittas are Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi really is also the Rambam shita as well, but it's known as Rashi shita. That is, you write the parashios and you place them in the order that they're written. So you have to write them Kadesh, Vayekiviyacho, Shema, Vayim Shemoa, and they're placed in the boxes from the perspective of the person wearing them, starting from his leftmost box in the Sharosh to the next, to the next, to the next. That's the right way. That's called Havayos Kisidron. The Rishonim used this term Havayos for the two parshos of Vahaya. So here, according to Rashi, Vahaya is number 2 and Vahaya is number 4. The Rabbeinu Tam has a major difference. He says that the Havayos are in the middle. So the right way to place them in the box is Kadesh first, most on the left of the person from his perspective of wearing them, then Vahayo Kiviyacha, next rightmost, and then not Shema, but Vahayo Im Shemoa. And finally, the most rightmost one is Shema. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam also agrees with Rashi that they have to be written in the order that they're found in the Torah, which is the way Rashi also has them ordered in the Sharosh. So the Rabbeinu Tam, when he writes Tfilin, would write first Kadesh, then Vahayo Kiviyacha. He would then leave a space blank. When you told me that Shoryad, when they're all written on one Parsha, he would leave a space blank, then write Shema, which is the fourth Parsha according to him, and then only afterwards go back and fill in the space of the third Parsha with Vahayo Kiviyacha. There are two other major shitos as well. The Das of the Hashimusha Rabbah, which states that the parashos are in the order of Rashi, but instead of looking at it from the perspective of the person wearing it from left to right, it goes from his perspective right to left. And you have the same exact thing with the Das of the Ravid, who says the order is like the parashos of the Rabbeinu Tam, but also instead of going from the person's perspective who's wearing it left to right, you go from the person who's wearing it right to left. These are the four main shitos in terms of the parashos. Now we can see inside. The Mechaber writes, Seder Hanochos in the Batin, the proper way to insert the parashos into the Batin. L'Rashi, the Rambam, he brings down that this is Rashi's opinion as well as the Rambam's opinion, is that you start off on the left of the person from his perspective of wearing them, on his left side in the parashios of the Sharosh, which has, of course, the four compartments, as we've spoken out many times. You have Kadesh, the leftmost one. Then that's followed by, and this is Mismol HaMiniach Bebayis HaChitzon, as I said, from the perspective of the person wearing it, from his left side, the leftmost box of the four compartments of the Sharosh. That would be Kadesh. Then Achrav, next right to that. Adjacent to that is Kiyiv Yacha, Bebayis Sheni. Next to that is the Parsha Shema, Bebayis Shlishi. And finally, the most rightward one is Vahayo Im Shemoa, Bebayis Revi, Shu Bayis Achitzol Imino, which is again, as I said, the rightmost one. That is the opinion of Rashi as well as Rambam. We'll call this Rashi Shita. The Mechaber brings down, however, the Rabbeinu Tam, Bebayis Ashlishi. He says the third box, he agrees with the first and second box, the third compartment, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is not Shema, but you put in there Vahayim Shemoa. And the fourth compartment, Bebayis Revi, Shuachitzon, which is the right word most one from the perspective of the person wearing it, that is where Shema goes. And then the Mechaber writes, Umino Ga'olam Kirashi V'Rambam, the way that we wear our tefillin is the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Aleph says, Da, l'kuli amim hichlif eze parsha, shenit no shlo beveso, am yuchad lo psulin. Everybody agrees that if, whichever opinion you hold, like Rashi, Ben Otam, the Shemusha Rabbah, the Ravid, that if you put him in the wrong compartments, according to those shitas, that it's no good. At the age dalet parshos, with dalet batim, even though you ultimately have four different parshos, all the four proper parshos, albeit in four different batim, albeit not in the right order, that is no good even b'di'evit. The kol shekein in osan shtei parashos b'vayisechon, and certainly if you have two parashos in one compartment, that is no good. Tirshu footnote number 2 brings down that this din of not having them in the right order messes it up, is brought down by the Radvaz as being min ha-Torah, din d'araisa, and the Bir Halacha says that this is the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes that we look at it from the perspective of the person wearing it. Va'afilu imaminiach u'iter. This is true whether the person wearing the tefillin is a righty or a lefty. As lidin bosa yomin u'smol di'alma. Here we go, in the placement over here, we go by the entire left and right of everybody. We don't say lefty or righty. We look at this from the perspective of normal people, their left side going towards their right side. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes that the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are explained as follows. Kosova poskim. The Gam Rabbeinu Tam modid abinun ksivoson kisedu shen ksuvim b'torah. Even the Rabbeinu Tam agrees, as I pointed out before in our little introduction, that you have to go and write them in the order that they're written chronologically in the Torah, which is shu kadesh, then v'hoyik v'yachosh, ma v'yim shemoah. What does he do? As I mentioned before, Ela Depolig, Rashi disagrees, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi in terms of the placement, Le'inyan Hanachosim Bebatim. As I said, you switched around the compartment 3 with compartment 4. According to Rashi, that's compartment number 3. You put, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you put what Rashi had in compartment number 4, you put that in compartment number 3, and vice versa. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'alkein arosu lichtov tefillin l'das Rabbeinu Tam. If you want to write tefillin like the Rabbeinu Tam, yichtov b'shoyad. When you're writing the shoyad, which is on one cloth, you write them all, kadesh v'yo kivyachot, you leave a space, v'yinil cholok, for the placement of v'hoyim shemoah, because that's what he says is in the third order. And then you write shema, which is in the fourth place, but it is after the space, and then after you finish writing Shema, you go back and you fill in the space in the space that was left open. So afterwards, you'll be able to see clearly that there's a difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. But in the writing, they're actually written in the same order, that Shema has to be written before Bahayim Shema. U'bishal Rosh, yichtivein be'arba klofim kisei demamish. In the Sharosh, you write them both, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam would write exactly the same way, because you're writing it on four separate klafim. So first you write Kadesh, then you write V'hoyim Kivyachor, then you write Shema, then you write V'hoyim Shemoah. Again, the insertion will be different. V'yisadrim b'batim, according to Rashi, Kadesh V'hoyim Kivyachor, Shema V'hoyim Shemoah, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kadesh V'hoyim Kivyachor, then V'hoyim Shemoah, number 3, and Shema, number 4. We had differences of opinion in terms of whether you need to have an open parasha or a closed parasha. We had already discussed that, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Siman Lamed Beis, and we can refer ourselves to the previous shurim that we've given, or Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes that we pasken like Rashi and the Rambam, the Mechaber had said, the cause of the Beis Yosef, Ushar Achronim Dechein Ikar. And so do other Achronim agree with this. This is the Ikar, and he brings down the Gra as well in his Biur on Shulchan Aruch, says this is the Halacha, and in Tirshu footnote number 4, he brings down, Tam Zeh Kosu Achronim Sheish Lahasmich HaSabrach LaNochas HaTfilin Shal Rashi, that when you put on the tefillin, you should make the bracha on Rashi, even as we'll see in the next sif, that people put on two pair of tefillin, so they don't make the bracha on the Rabbeinu Tam, they make the bracha on Rashi. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yirei Shemaim, a God-fearing person, Yetze Yidei Shneim, should try to fulfill both the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashi's opinion. We brought down earlier, if you remember in Ashir, we had said, why does this, out of all of the different shittos, as we said, there's the Shimush Rabbah, there's the Ravid, there are many other shittos as well. Why does the Rabbeinu Tam, the only one that's given a certain level of significance to it, that you should try to wear that as well, according to the Mechaber, and why many people, in fact, wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but you never hear of anybody saying, well, I will also put on my third pair of tefillin, the Shimusha Rabbah Shita, or the Ravid Shita, or many other Shitas. Why are we specifically Nizer only for Rabbeinu Tam, for those people that are Nizer for Rabbeinu Tam? So we brought down previously that this is based upon Kabbalistic ideas. The Arizal says that there's something special, meyuchistic, about wearing specifically tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's why they have a special place. Even though we normally, when we have a machlokas, we don't say try to be yotzei every single shita and wear multiple pairs of tefillin to be yotzei all the other shitas. So here the Mechaber does say, Yorei Shemaim Yetzi De Shneim, V'yasa Shtei Zugos Tefillin, should put on both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin at the same time, V'yaniach Shneim. And when you put them on, you should have the following kavana. Now, this Mechaber says to wear them at the same time. We pointed out previously that Halacha Berurah holds that While there are some svardim that do wear them both at the same time, like this mechaber, that it's more preferable to wear them one after the other, which is the minhag most Ashkenazim who do put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. They don't wear them simultaneously. But in any event, here the mechaber is bringing down that you wear them simultaneously. How do you do this? When you put them on, yechavein b'hanochosam ba'osam shem alib b'dehuchas aniyotzei idei chavosi. You should have in mind, whichever one of these two pairs of tefillin is in fact halach lemaisa, both can't be correct. Whichever one is the halach lemaisa, that is the one that I want to be yotzi with. And the other one, that's nothing. That's like I'm putting on boxes, I'm putting on straps, they have no halachic significance. And this way you're not over bal tosef, you're not over any other problems. Physically, the mechaber then continues, makom yesh b'rosh l'niach shtei tefillin v'chein b'zroah, because there's enough room actually to put on both pairs simultaneously, and the hand and on the head, there's actually room for two pair of tefillin, as we've also spoken out previously. So therefore, there's no problem in being in the right place. The only problem is you're making theoretically bal tosef. So this isn't the problem of bal tosef. When you have this in mind, we'll explain this more in a moment, that you have the kavan. I only want to be wearing one pair of tefillin. The other pair is not a pair of tefillin. It's a box. It's a strap. In the Dirshu footnotes, in footnote number 5, he brings down also a little introduction over here, and he says, you're not over Bal Tosef, Mishum Sha'anu Amrim, Hailuchudei Koi V'Hailuchudei Koi. Because each pair of the tefillin is separate, it's a totally separate entity, and we have three different interpretations that he brings down for this. First, he brings down Tosos, on this Gemara in Sanhedrin, who says, Minatora ain't over Bal Tosef, Elo B'Mechaberes HaTosefes Elo Ikoi. You're only over Bal Tosef if you have it attached to the original thing. And here he says, Avolim Lochi Beres HaTosefes Leikar, if you don't have the two pair of tefillin connected, which obviously they're not, ain't over Bal Tosef. At least not Minatora, it would only be over Midrabanan, and this is the Das of Tosus, and as well, this is brought down by the Taz. Second opinion is that of the Chinuch and the Magid Moshe. Sha'abru, when we say Hailuchu Dekoi, V'Hailuchu Dekoi, it means only if you do both things over here. Number one, you're mosif min acher. You're taking a totally separate species over here, which is normally not capable of being fulfilling the mitzvah with. And number two, you don't connect it. So if you only have one of these two, for example, shechibru le'ikar, afal pishen or royal mitzvah, if you do attach it, even though it's from a material that wouldn't be able to be yotzi the mitzvah, you would be over bal tosef. And he says, midrabanan, you're even over. If you have both, it's a material that can't be yotzi with, and it's not attached. And the third opinion is tosos in sukkah. Shebechol inyan over mishum bal tosef. You're always over bal tosef, whether there is a separate species that you can't be yotzi the mitzvah with, or if it's not connected. I, our Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says, Hailuchude v'hailuchude, what's that talking about? Shein ha-mitzvos nivselos b'kach. He said, you're yotzi the mitzvah, but you're over bal tosef at the same time for the extra pair. So these are the three explanations over here of why it's not a problem of Bal Tosef, Hailuchu Dekoi, V'Hailuchu Dekoi. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis adds, and he says, V'Hanoe Kein Lo Niach Shtei Zugos Tefillin. Somebody does put on two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. How should he do this? So he says, you put the Rashi tefillin Lamata L'tzad HaPonim on the Shalrosh. The Rashi one is the one that is more towards the forehead, the front of the head. And the Rabbeinu Tam is Lamala, it's higher up on the head. Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down the name of the Taz, because you have to be concerned that maybe you don't have enough room over there, so better to have your Rashi in the one that's definitely Yotzei above the hairline in the front, and in case the Rabbeinu Tam extends beyond that, so that would be the one that you wouldn't be Yotzei with, but at least you'd be Yotzei with Rashi, which is the way we paskin. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he brings down the Arizal, who says, first you put Rashi, and for Teshayad, you put this on the higher part of the bicep, the kosher part of the arm for the wearing of the shoyad, which is zone 2. So you put it in the higher part of zone 2, you put the Rashi, and in the lower part of zone 2, totally within zone 2, you put the Rabbeinu Tam. Just as a reminder, zone 2 meant the part from the beginning of the bicep up to the middle part of the bicep. These are both perfectly in the location where the tefillin should be, l'chatrila, and therefore, that's the way you put it on. What about the ritzuos? So he says the ritzuos of Rabbeinu Tam go on the bottom, closer to your skin, and they then are covered up by the ritzuos of Rashi, so that the only ritzuos of Rashi are visible. Shelo yizgalu rak ritzuos de Rashi. In Dirshu footnote number 7, he points out that this is not a chatzitza, either for the reason that there is no concern of a chatzitza by the ritzuos, there's only a concern of a chatzitza by the bottom, and even if you are concerned by a chatzitza by the ritzuos, it's min bimino, and therefore it's eino chotzitz. The Mishnah Berurah then suggests, Utfilin the Rabbeinu Tam, you ketanim utfilin the Rashi, make the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin smaller than Rashi, and Dirshu footnote 8, he brings down that there is no minimal shear over here. The Shevet HaLevi Zatzal writes, if you're putting on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin at the same time as Rashi, then you should make it significantly smaller so there will be room for it to be placed, and if you're putting them on at a separate period of time, they should be a different size so you won't mistake the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you know which one is which, in addition to the other simonim that you should have there to make sure that you don't mix the two up. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, Mishnah Meniach Tefillin Shayad Shal Das Rabbeinu Tam. If you have the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on your hand, Utefillin Shorosh, you have Kedas Rashi V'Rambam. So can you be Yotzei in that way? Yotzei Dechavoso. So he brings down the Shavus Yaakov and says, the Ein Yotzei Ali B'Duchul Yam. You're certainly not Yotzei according to everybody. However, if you have no choice, V'Shaset Chak Mutol Erich Mekach. If you only have these two Tefillin, one Rashi, let's say Shayad, and one Rabbeinu Tam Shorosh, put them on. Dahal B'Shaset Chak Yotzei Meniach Achad Levat. Because at least whichever one is the correct one, you are being Yotzei with. However, he says, don't make a bracha. When we call Malkam, only Varech, Rachel, also Shinichta, Vapim, and Agenu, Kedas Rashi, Rambam. As always, we only make a bracha on Rashi's Tefillin, as we already pointed out, and we don't make the bracha on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So here, whichever one you have that's Rashi, make the bracha on that. Im Sharosh, Nichtaval, Pidas Rashi. If you only have a Sharosh for Rashi, so Yesh Lo Niach Sharosh Tchila, then actually you put on the Sharosh of Rashi first. Uke Shecholet, Cholet Shoyad Tchila. Then you take off the Shoyad of the Rabbeinu Tam first as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav writes, when you're putting them on simultaneously, Yachad al Yad, the Yavarech, you make the bracha, the Hadkim, the Vasakash, you should try to do them one right after the other, and the same thing for the Shorosh, Kedeshia, Nochashtem, Somachla Bracha. So each of them, Rashi first, of course, you tighten it, and then immediately tighten the Rabbeinu Tam so that the bracha goes on the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin as well. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Lo Yuchol Lechavim Bishteim Be'ez Hahiduk, Shemahadkun Yachad Hashem Tefillin. Because when you're putting each one on, you can't have, I want this one to be Yotzi with, and then put on the other one, I want this one to be Yotzi with. Because you can't, only one of them is the real one. So it's better to have Kavon at the beginning. Whichever one of these two is the right one to be Yotzi with, that one I'll be Yotzi with. The Eshom Ramodi adds, they're furthermore to say, the Eshom is Emishum Baltosif, as we explained, somewhat concerned over here about Tosif. I'll call upon him the Rabbanan. As we pointed out, some would hold that this is a Baltosif the Rabbanan. And in the Shaar HaTzion, he points out that it may have even according to the Bach, Baltosif d'Oraisa. And that's why many put on, if they do put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, they put it on afterwards, so it's not as simultaneously and done, and therefore not a problem of Baltosif, according to this opinion. We'll have to do Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Ches, which Yemir Tzor Hashem, we will leave for tomorrow's Shir. That concludes today's Shir.